Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Nah, sambil menunggu sambungan kami kembali ke Dr. Situmorang, maka akan kami sampaikan yaitu masalah supply chain atau masalah pasokan supply. Sebagaimana kita ketahui, apabila suatu barang, makanan atau hasil bumi atau apapun juga itu keberadaannya menjadi langka atau tersendat-sendat, maka harganya pun akan naik. Nah, untuk mengetahui semuanya itu, marilah kita simak bersama rangkuman yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Riki Kusumo berikut ini yang disusun oleh Sofia Petrovich.
Penutupan pelabuhan internasional utama karena COVID telah memberi tekanan pada pengecer untuk memenuhi pesanan dan menjaga agar persediaan untuk toko mereka tetap ada. Dengan biaya pengiriman internasional yang terus meningkat selama 12 bulan terakhir ini, banyak pemasok terpaksa menaikkan harga mereka sendiri. Namun pengecer besar di Australia yakin hal tersebut tidak akan mempengaruhi konsumen mereka pada liburan besar Natal mendatang. Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Anna Napoli dan Sofia Petrovics untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Riki Kusumo. Sebuah perusahaan, India Food, adalah importer bahan makanan India terbesar kedua di Australia. Namun perusahaan tersebut berjuang untuk memenuhi permintaan. Seorang pekerja dari perusahaan tersebut bernama Murali mengatakan biaya pengiriman yang tinggi membawa lebih banyak masalah.
Of course, you know, the cost of it is gone up. So before, you know, the shipping containers, which we used to pay $700 to $800 or $900, today we are paying up to $9,000. On top of that, locally in Australia, the ports doesn't have any control. The government doesn't have any control on the ports. So ports are keep increasing their prices. You know, before, you know, there was no certain charges. You know, but now for each container, we are paying additional cost, $250 to $300 additional cost. They keep on increasing the prices.
Ia mengatakan backlog di pelabuhan telah menyebabkan penundaan besar-besaran dalam stok mereka.
So normally, your transit time from overseas, you know, I mean, like if you take India as an example, you know, you should get the containers by within 25 days. But because of these transshipment congestions and delays in ships and everything, that is causing a huge delay. So sometimes, you know, it is going up to 2 to 3 months old.
Analis transportasi dan logistik Bloomberg, James Teo, mengatakan gangguan dalam rantai pasokan global menyebabkan kekacauan bagi pengecer besar dan kecil.
The perfect storm that we're seeing in the shipping industry. We have COVID-19 restrictions causing, you know, the port operations to be less efficient. You know, you have workers being affected by all these restrictions. So ports are already not operating at maximum efficiency. And then at the same time, we see some of these ports being shut down completely because like in China, there was a worker in the port that was found to have been infected with COVID. And, you know, they had to shut down the terminal for a few weeks. And the ripple effects are actually quite significant because if you're stuck at one port and you can't unload, it will affect the rest of your schedule, right? If you're going to call on a series of ports. So then,
pemasok internasional telah menaikkan harga mereka dan memaksa pemilik bisnis seperti Eves untuk meneruskan kenaikan harga itu kepada pelanggannya. Ia khawatir tentang dampaknya pada toko French pastry-nya.
Like butter, like all the imported butter we use for croissants have been going up a few percent. But then fruit purees, for example, like the fruit purees we're using, we've been going up from like 20 to 40% on average. One of the main reasons is definitely freight. So international freights in general have been going up by a lot.
Namun pengecer seperti Big W telah meyakinkan pelanggan mereka bahwa masalah rantai pasokan tidak akan berdampak pada mereka saat hari Natal. Dalam sebuah pernyataan, Big W mengatakan pesanan Natal sudah siap dan dalam perjalanan ke Australia. meyakinkan pembeli akan ada banyak stok di bulan-bulan mendatang. Namun James Teo masih tetap tidak yakin.
It's a matter of supply and demand. There's really so much demand right now. People just can't get the container space they need, especially when coupled with holiday shopping demand. All the retailers are in urgent need of restocking, so they're really willing to pay. Shipping capacity is causing a lot of delays with inventory restocking. So popular items like the PlayStation 5, for example, I'm hearing they're flying off the shelves the moment they restock. So grab it if you see it.
Namun bukan hanya sektor retail yang berjuang untuk mendapatkan bagian mereka. Paul Salai dari Freight and Trade Alliance mengatakan, eksportir pertanian Australia juga telah mengalami penundaan.
We're estimating it's costing our grain exporters somewhere between an extra $50 to $150 per metric ton. So a devastating impact on those exporters and downstream then onto the regional communities and farmers who have suffered for years, with drought and fire and now the pandemic, only to face this other economic crisis. The toys at Christmas, it's other commodities too, whether you talk about major infrastructure, our steel importers and others, all struggling to get enough capacity to bring essential goods into Australia.
Demikian tadi sebuah rangkuman yang disusun oleh Anna Napoli dan Sofia Petrovics untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Nah, demikian tadi rangkuman tentang rantai pasokan yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Ricky Kusumo.
SBS Radio.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.